This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Your toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been laughing at Craig Wright and his Bitcoin SV, which did soar 90% while after he copyrighted or filed for the copyright of the Bitcoin white paper. And as I understand it, the Patent Office of the United States doesn't actually look into the veracity of a claim when somebody files a copyright. But before we get further into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Lazio from New York. Lazio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hello, all.
Hello, what's on your mind?
I'm not at all connected with the Laszlo who with the 10,000 bitcoins for the pizza recently. You know, that's in the news. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
Great guy, I guess. But and I like the name from the Real Genius movie with Val Kilmer from the 80s.
Not familiar with that. Sorry.
Character Laszlo.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a very profound statement to make before I go into the Bortarian issue and about, you know, God loves us all. And
is that the profound statement?
No. Okay. About live and let live, you know, be and let be. I have cats. I have two cats. I've had them for about a decade now. And I was recently looking at one of them because they tend to kind of know how much equally I dole out the love to each of them. They seem to want to, like, spar with each other. So they don't necessarily hurt each other, but they always resort to that when I give each of them equal love.
Well, I mean, that's cats. I mean, to be fair, cats love playing. I mean, to them it is play.
Even when it gets to the point, again, they're not hurting each other, but one always pins the other one down because he's bigger and he bites them little and he, you know, yelps, you know, so they're indoor cats. So I said to both of them, as I'm looking at one of them, Daddy loves you. Why can't you love each other equally as Daddy loves you?
I feel like this is coming to an analogy. Is this the God loves you thing? Is that what we're talking about?
Think about it, yes. God loves you. Why can't you all love each other equally? You know what I mean?
I guess avarice would be the guess, but go ahead.
Yes. Okay, a Bortarian issue and open borders people. I think I have the great solution to it all. Think about this. How about a giant Panama Canal, 1,900 miles long between the borders?
Well, it's
why have a border, though?
No, but, well, dig it.
Where's the water going to come from?
About 100 feet deep, 20 miles wide, and 1,900 miles to sea. So you're solving five problems. The climate change, the warmest, so you can lower the sea level.
Okay, there's more space for sea level.
Right. And you have all of the buildup like of Acapulco along all of that area. They're 20 miles apart. Follow me? So you can build resort cities.
How wide is the canal again?
20 miles.
As wide as you want. 10 miles, 20 miles.
It's wide.
I mean, why are we doing this at all, though, is still my question.
A job boards program.
It would be that.
It'll solve five problems at once. And it will give the people freedom to cross if they really
need to hear the solutions.
It sounds like it's going
to
create a lot of problems.
So global, you said that it's going to help global warming with the sea levels, which I think is mitigable. But, all right, what are the rest of the problems?
I think global warming is a sham. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, next. Problem one, you're solving. Two.
You're putting a lot of people to work. You have 1,900 miles to dig.
A government program to get people to work. All right, two.
Yay, more malaria
probably
deaths.
Both sides, right? You're you're creating resort cities all along both borders.
I don't know that I'm entirely going to disagree with that. Like, I think people would prefer, would like this. If you can get the water to wash through there, there'll be, need to be a system of pumps. But, yeah, I mean, at this point,
well, no,
whatever.
No, no. Yes, Mark, but not as a canal, though, as the ocean itself. You know what
There's
I mean?
There's no canal that's ever been like this. I mean, this is a heck of a canal.
I'm not trying to create a canal. I'm trying to create more ocean is what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying?
I see it.
You're not going to create more ocean by digging a hole.
Sorry again, Melanie?
You're not going to create more ocean by digging a hole, which is what you're describing.
Really?
Digging a 20 foot by...
Think about it. Logically, it does...
I mean, simplistically, it does seem like that would work.
Go ahead.
But it isn't actually that simple in the real world. And I think that's where
obviously not. It's like a great job works program.
I mean, this would make the Great Pyramids look like nothing.
Right. Absolutely. But that's
who's going to pay for this?
You are you?
I am not paying for this.
No, not the taxpayers. I don't want... No. No, this is a voluntarist kind of thing I'm thinking about.
Who's going to do it then?
Both sides happy.
How are you going to get the land? Because people do own land on the border on both sides.
That I haven't thought through, Melanie. Please, can you help me? I thought through a lot of it, but not that.
Well, I would just be in favor of not stealing a hell of a lot of land. I mean, that would be my solution.
I mean, you would have to buy the land from them.
That land was previously allocated, and a lot of the Rio Grande is considered kind of half of the Rio Grande is Mexico, and half of it is Texas, right?
Okay, well, that's one river in one spot. You're talking about all the land on the border for 20 feet or 20 miles. Yeah.
Go 100 feet deep or more, but go 20 miles wide.
Yeah, so 20 miles on either side of the border. That's a lot of land that's owned by a lot of different people.
That's true. I haven't thank you. I mean, please think about it. Help me.
Well, my solution is steal it. Like, I don't want this program, so I don't have a solution to fix it. I don't think it needs to be fixed.
Think about all of the work that would provide for people on both sides of the border.
Well, I mean, we could have them dig a hole and then refill in that hole. That creates work, too.
That's my point about the climate change alarmists. You know, you shut them up. You don't have to worry about sea level.
But you don't believe in climate change.
It would put the United States in a nice position because it'd be in charge of a canal that would be, presumably, if this could be done. I don't even know if this is
on their half
possible.
Side, because then it would be divided down the half. You know?
It may be easier to make a moon colony than to do this. I don't know.
So we would have to split the bill with Mexico since half of it is going to belong to them, right?
Or the whole other nations of the earth that want to do business with those and make investments in the properties that will be building surrounding them at the time. Think about new beachfront property is my point. That's what you're going to have.
What is the next problem this is going to solve? Is it the brown people?
I'm not concerned about that. That's not my...
Why do we want the border?
I want a free open. No, free open. I can go back and forth to Mexico easily, but I just need to use a boat.
You don't have
I'm going to solve the climate change problem.
But no, you can't go back and forth easily. You're going to have to pay some fare, and you're going to have to be dependent upon the governments who you have allowed to claim that waterway.
Okay, because it's land, you don't have to pay a fare now? Is that what you're saying? We don't go through Blue Gloves Love to get...
You do, but you shouldn't. Just because this is the way it is, I'm not going to argue it's the way it should be.
I'm saying you have a shipping lane open from east to west, right? You have, I mean, think of all the commerce that will be generated from the all of the cities that would sprout up. You would enrich Mexico and all of South America. It would flood to their northern border at that point. Follow what I'm saying?
I think that I would have to see feasibility of just doing this. I can't even imagine. This is a colossal undertaking. But you're right. I mean, you know, there would be lots of jobs created. And if it's not government mandated, if it's not done through taxpaying dollars, then, I'm for everything that's voluntary. So this would be voluntary. I'm for it. I would, before you get my investment money, though, I'm going to need to know how possible is this? Like, what kind of undertaking would this be?
Laszlo, thank you so much for the call. That's certainly a take on the border that I've never heard before.
Never.
855-450-3733. 855-453 is in freedom.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Let us know whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark, you got something on your mind, it looks like.
Mostly what's on my mind is how many Mount Everests would be built by the medium, is what I'm going to call it, the sand, the dirt, whatever, that you dug out of a 20-mile-wide canal that ran from the Pacific to the Atlantic Ocean along the U.S.'s southern border.
Well, to be fair, I rounded quite a lot, and I just realized I did 100 meters deep instead of 100 feet deep.
Okay.
So it would be about a third of this, realistically. Rather than 4 billion cubic meters, it would be about 1.5 billion.
So to make it 100 feet versus 100 meters deep, you would then have, to make it 100 meters, I can tell you that it would be 19,000 Mount Everests. So if it was only a third of that.
Okay, so we're just making a new moon.
Right. I don't know. I don't know how many, I don't know how deep shipping ships. I don't know how deep these things go, but you're going to have to be ready for the shipping ships of the future, which will be going deeper, I presume. Right?
I would assume so.
So I don't know if 100 feet is sufficient.
So you want to go with 100 meters?
If you were to do 100 meters, and that's a good size hole. If you were to do
an enormous hole.
If you were to do 100 meters, you would have 19,512 Mount Everest's worth of medium. And that's actually a low number because Mount Everest is compacted. Right? Like Mount Everest has been there a while. It's not just shifting sands or anything like that. If you're just taking sand and you're dropping it in a pile, then you probably would get something like double this. So you're really in the range of something like 40,000 Mount Everests of stuff.
Yeah, and we're looking at what looks to be, just off the top of my head, there's a lot of zeros here, about 25% of the ocean dumping into this canal.
Really?
Yeah, there's no way that's right. I'm
that
doing something,
right.
Maybe 2.5%. Like I said, there's a lot of zeros here that I'm looking at.
The gentleman, Ladlow, who purported it, purported it as a solution to global warming. I would kind of think that you're going to want to get your depth ahead of time. This isn't the kind of thing you get another shot at.
Well, I mean, not once you open the final two. You know,
right. You need to build several. You need to start digging in several locations,
yeah.
And then connect those locations, and then knock out the last little wall bits, and watch the most torrential. Like, this makes Noah's flood look tame. You know, like it comes in. You know, like it clashes in the middle, and like Tucson is blown to the moon. It's exciting. It's an exciting project, I gotta say.
It is. I would love to see it just for the spectacle.
I think we need thinkers like this.
Where are we going to put the 8,000 Mount Everest, though?
I'm going to build my own sovereign nation in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. That's what I'm going to do with it.
I mean, that's not a terrible idea. I mean, it's certainly these man-made islands are a thing now.
But I will be building on top of oil reserves, which means the United States government will have to invade me.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll have a nice new waterway through which to launch that invasion.
Yeah. New naval bases in coming through New Mexico and that sort of thing.
It's certainly something that I would like to see. I'm surprised by the sheer volume that we're talking about here, 4 billion cubic meters of dirt. That's gargantuan.
It is gigantic. There's no doubt about it. I want to tell you real quick about My Magic Mud. Is oral care important to you? Do you want to have a whiter, cleaner smile and fresh breath? My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And that sounds crazy, right? Well, we on Free Talk Live have been using My Magic Mud since they were just getting started. It's been years now, and I can testify that this is an awesome product. So indispensable to my life is that I haven't been without it since the very first time I tried it. And I use it about every 4 days to every 7 days. I would recommend, if you're going to do it, use it for 4 days in a row and then use it every, 3, 4, 5 days, something like that, afterward. And you'll see the effects. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and you'll see that within those first 4 days. And I think it cleans better than regular toothpaste, too. You can get My Magic Mud at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. But you can get 20% off with code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Awesome. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Kenneth, who is calling in about a previous topic we were discussing. Calling in from Colorado. Kenneth, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I'm your stereotypical libertarian crypto fan.
Awesome.
And go ahead.
Yeah, that's us here, too.
Yeah. And I'm rather paranoid about my wallet and so forth. And it occurred to me that I don't really want to keep crypto on my phone. So I was just doing a sort of a mental challenge to myself. Why not use, and this seems to be kind of avant-garde in the context of the way it was once thought of, but why not use a paper wallet as your wallet? You could go and send money to a paper wallet and carry that around inside your billfold. And you don't have to worry about your phone being hacked or anything. Because, you know,
how would you spend out of it, though?
Well, you're going to have a QR code on it, right?
Yeah.
And there's also been reports of paper wallets being hacked.
Yeah, how is it going to be hacked when it's in your wallet?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, they have NFC readers and things like that.
I'm talking about a paper wallet. So you can't electronically hack a piece of paper.
Well, you can't spend out of a paper wallet, I mean, that I know of.
Well, the majority of the paper wallets, the majority of the paper wallets, as they're called, are actually transmitting some sort of information.
You can't pull crypto, so you need more than a QR code to spend.
What you're talking about is cold storage, not necessarily a paper wallet.
No, this is my point. My challenge is that it would be just as good as an actual wallet. Now, maybe this needs to be modified. Maybe it doesn't, and I will try this and get back with you if I'm correct. But let's say that it's not possible. It should be something you can do because it's something that cannot be electronically hacked, and you can carry it around, and the only thing you got to worry about is losing it like you would a $100 bill or something.
So do you mean to keep your – so there's for a paper wallet can have two QR codes. You can have one that is the private keys to that paper wallet.
Yeah, you don't. Right, you want the private key to be separate. You don't want that on that piece of paper.
Okay, but the idea then what you're talking about, you cannot spend out of. You can't,
okay,
you can't spend out of.
Certainly not.
Okay,
Kenneth,
well,
I like where you're thinking on this subject. Certainly, you know, give it a shot. You have this idea, you know, go for it. And give us a call. Let us know how it turns out. Because, I mean, if you can come up with a way for people to actually carry their cryptocurrency around in a secure manner without, you know, having their phone hacked or anything like that, it would be a huge gift to the crypto community. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This Memorial Day weekend, President Trump wrapping up his four-day trip to Japan after meeting with the country's new emperor and spending time with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Over the past 2 years, we have developed a close and trusting partnership that we greatly cherish.
At Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day,
Vice President Mike Pence speaking to veterans and their families.
Americans gather to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes and to assure their families that we will never forget and we will never fail to honor the service and sacrifice of their loved ones.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Tell us whatever's on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been all over the place a little bit, but Mark, I think you've got something you need to share with us.
Yeah, are you trying to reach the crypto market? Or perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology? Either way, you need a communications company that specializes in the field. Leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic, international, they can reach 56 different countries and also provide translation services. Even if your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. We've used them here on Free Talk Live to much success. CryptoCurrencyWire.com.
It's a cool service. I might need to look into that for Call to Freedom.
They were great for us. We released the news about the orphanage through them. Got picked up in several news things. Talkers Magazine found it that way. We never get stories in Talkers.
Very cool. Well, let's go back to the phones. We've got Gabriel calling from Pennsylvania. Gabriel, you are on Free Talk Live.
God bless America. I live in a free country in spite of ugly people like you that shouldn't even exist.
People shouldn't exist? Wow. Send the military after them. They won't.
Yeah. What are we doing to make the country not free so that it's in spite of us?
There you go.
That's a good question. I mean, nothing existing, ultimately, at the end of the day. You know, a lot of people are uncomfortable with the existence of anything that is outside of their normal worldview.
Or whatever they agree with, right?
Yeah.
I think, Melanie, one might argue that it is the brave men and women of the military following the orders of the lying and thieving politicians in Washington, D.C., who keep us free. And therefore, people who do not support the brave men and women of the military, who are, following the orders of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., that if it wasn't for them, we would not be free. So since we don't show the proper support for those people, then we must be anti-America, anti-freedom, anti-all these things.
Well, there's a lot of bad assumptions in that.
Oh, yeah, that's a mess.
I mean, namely, that the U.S. government is literally the one responsible for us not being free.
Well, so the idea that a brave person is keeping you free by not just following orders, but if they don't follow orders, they go to jail of liars and thieves. Like somehow the person who's working for the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., is the results of their hard labor. Even if they're, no one's going to say that the young men and women of the military aren't giving their blood, sweat, and tears to their particular tasks.
Well, certainly.
So, and even if you believe all that, I'm not aware of any impeding of the U.S. military that I do.
No, I don't stop them.
No, I would like to. I mean, ideologically, I don't want to actually stand in the way of their tanks and their jets. Well, no, you can't launch this.
But wouldn't actually stop them anyway, so.
No, they would plow right through me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop at all. So we've been talking about Craig Wright and his relationship to Bitcoin and his latest attempt to cement that position by claiming not just to be Satoshi, but to actually copyright the Bitcoin white paper, which unfortunately someone is going to have to actually contest in court in order for the U.S. government to reject it. Is that correct? Because what I've heard is that they just essentially first come, first serve.
Yeah, so it's more or less first come, first serve. Then you would have to prove that you created the thing first, and then the person who filed first would get the copyright denied.
Now, how does this apply in regard to the Bitcoin white paper, which is all over the internet at this point?
So someone else,
I mean, is it not public domain and uncopyrightable?
No. So someone else would have to, A, claim that they wrote it, and B, prove that if he gets this copyrighted first in order to, not just for them to hold the copyright, but to make Craig not hold the copyright.
Right. So a person could not only, probably fail to prove that they are the actual copyright holder and that Craig Wright is a fraud, but they could simply prove that Craig Wright is a fraud in their suit also, right?
Well,
they wouldn't have standing to sue him, though.
Yeah, so you would not have to prove, I mean, you would, in fact, prove this kind of collaterally, but you would have to prove not that he's committing fraud and didn't write it, but you would have to prove that you did write it.
Right, because otherwise you wouldn't have standing to sue.
But what if you...
Well, that's also true, but okay, it's so, also... That would be what your claim would have to be.
Well, hold on. So if I filed a claim that said that I am Satoshi Nakamoto, and Craig Wright had also filed one, but he filed it before me. And so, for whatever reason, I'm the guy who gets the case. The judge says, all right, I'll hear your stupid case. And it is. And in the case, I can prove that unequivocally Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Doesn't matter.
And did not write it.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Will he be able to retain the copyright at that
yes.
point? He will retain the copyright even if he is not Satoshi Nakamoto, the only thing that they can...
They probably won't even let you introduce evidence that he is not Satoshi Nakamoto or that he did not write the paper.
Let me ask you this,
because the claim is that you did.
Okay.
If you just put the Bitcoin white paper on, like, the Pirate Bay or something, and you're extremely open about it, let's say his claim is upheld, and he's given the copyright.
It sounds like somebody's could be. It may be his. I don't know.
And let's say he attempts to enforce copyright law against you by saying, hey, you're sharing my white paper. would you then have standing to sue and say, well, this is not your white paper? That would be.
I don't think so. I don't know that that's ever been done before.
Defense would essentially be that his copyright claim isn't valid.
I don't know that it's not valid legally, though.
Well, can I file a copyright on the Bible?
I think technically.
Bibles are copyrighted.
By whom?
The various publishers.
Translators? But probably. I'm talking about the actual seminal work from which they get these
like
things.
The original texts?
Yeah, whatever they're getting.
I don't know
stuff
if that's
from.
U.S. domain.
How about the Dead Sea Scrolls? If he was to buy a Dead Sea Scroll, would he be able to copyright it?
I don't know what the legal status of the Dead Sea Scrolls are.
Well, let's say, you know, in theory, he could maintain ownership of it. He could get and own it. That would make their legal status his property.
That's a separate issue from copyright, though.
Well,
there
are documents in the world that that we certainly know I am not the author of, right?
Yeah, so you're...
And I know that Craig Wright is not the author of the Bitcoin white paper.
You're also... So even if you were to copyright the Dead Scrolls, your issue you might run into is that the copyright would be... I don't know if this is the proper terminology, but, like, retroactively expired. Because you get, like...
99
so
years,
many years,
right?
And it's been that long.
Okay. I just think the possibility that is even remotely feasible, in whatever way we may have to twist the circumstances to make it possible, that someone could copyright the Dead Sea Scrolls. That, to me, is the absurd
point. Oh, yeah, it's completely obnoxious. But, you know, this is IP law.
You know, in speaking of Satoshi and Bitcoin, from what I've read of Satoshi's works, and from what I understand of him, she is the very last person who would attempt to weaponize the state in this way against someone else, or against the public as a whole. Saying, hey, this is mine and you can't have it, kind of runs counter to the entire principles behind Bitcoin.
I mean, this is nothing but someone thinking that they're going to try to destroy it. This is not somebody protecting their work, obviously.
No.
Now, is it not possible that he's doing all of this to try to draw out the real Satoshi?
Maybe.
I don't know. He just seems psychotic to me.
855-453. Let us know what you think.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is... There's still time if you call now to get on the line. The number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And speaking of the phones, we're going to go now to David, calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. I sound distracted as I'm shooting cows with a pellet gun while I talk to you.
That sounds kind of cruel.
What the cows ever do to you?
Come in my yard and destroy everything.
Wow.
Okay, well, I guess...
Do you think you're successfully teaching them, or just at this point, is it just target practice?
It's both, actually. That's funny psychology. Funny you mentioned it, because I leave the gate wide open, and there's
it sounds like you're the one who needs to be taught something.
Wait, are they your cows, or are they somebody else's cows, like down the road?
They're somebody else's cows. This is open range. They go wherever they want to. You got to fence them out. But they never come in. The only ones that ever come in are the ones that there's ever one here and there that'll jump the fence. They won't use the gate because most of them I got trained. There's like 180 of them all together out here. And I got almost all of them trained except for one or two that occasionally will jump the fence. But the rest of them will walk right by the open gate without coming in because they've all been shot before.
I have never seen a cow jump. How high is this fence?
It's not as high as the one that jumped over the moon. It's this one is only cows can jump.
Cows jump.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that they jump. I just don't think they would have the clearance of a 3-foot fence.
Well, they certainly do, because I just watched her jump a 3-foot fence while we were talking. A rodeo bull can clear a 6-foot fence.
Okay, fair points.
Yeah. But anyhow,
not spent a great deal of time around cows, despite being from Mississippi. I tend to avoid them because they smell. So, other than the cows, what's on your mind?
A couple things. Thanks for the memories. I got a couple things. But on your flooding, I remember reading something many years ago, Mark, that they found evidence in the earth here in North America. I don't know if up in Montana, Canyonlands, Montana, Idaho, Utah. I don't remember exactly Wyoming, exactly where it was. You can probably Google it and find it by searching some keywords. When the ice age was ending, and glacial water was melting and forming lakes, and then you'd have ice dams, and then one would break, and all that water would be released. And this is water that's potentially a mile deep, you know, so it could be a couple hundred feet deep, 1,000 feet deep, couple thousand, up to a mile deep, and then all of a sudden the dam breaks, and it all releases and carries that water and all the boulders and stuff that it picks up along the way. And they found evidence of that happening one specific place in particular in the United States where that happened. And I don't remember the details, like how deep the water was, but it was very, very deep. And it'd be an interest. If you search it, it's actually interesting reading. But memories, thanks for reminding me that that atomic bomb, that my cousin Ernest Orlando Lawrence was the guy who was in charge of making all of that nuclear material for those first bombs. And
for the atomic bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki or Hiroshima or wherever?
Yeah, and the test bombs that preceded. He's the one, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, he's the one that was in charge of making all of that, and he's the one that got Oppenheimer hired by recommending to General Groves that Groves hire Oppenheimer, and he used to debate Oppenheimer on a weekly basis about just fun science stuff, and used to beat him. But yeah, anyway, that was one memory you remind me of. And then thanks for dredging up another bomb of a memory. My baby mama ex, a girlfriend of hers, used to date Val Kilmer, the guy who called in and brought up Val Kilmer.
Doesn't Val Kilmer like live not too far from you? Doesn't he have like a ranch in New Mexico?
Yeah, are you shooting his cows? Are you shooting Val Kilmer's cows?
No, I don't think these don't belong to him. These are a little bit far from his home. He's up in Pecos, which is down the road from Santa Fe, like 45 minutes or half hour, 45 minutes. Got a ranch up there. And then
Very cool.
That's why I love
it. David, really, best of luck with the cows. I would prefer if you not shoot them with stuff. But, I mean, if you're not injuring them and you're just trying to get them off your property, I get it.
If they know that every time they go there they get shot, maybe they'll quit going there. I don't know if cows are smart enough to figure that out. But.
So I had I think it was a Crossman 880. This is the kind of pump BB gun that you can pump one time or you can pump it like 10 times. And the maximum recommendation is 10 times. But you can actually pump it more than that and get it going, right? And as a child, I grew up on a farm. And I'm not going to claim to have always had the same set of morals and discretion that I have today. And
very upfront of you to admit that.
If you like, you know, pump one of these things one time and like, you know, shoot an old cow with it, there's a possibility it doesn't even notice.
Okay.
Like, you know, the cows are getting bit by bugs all the time. And sure. We used to shoot each other with these things pumped one time or so. However, if you shoot a bull in the place that makes him a bull. The dangly parts that hang underneath that one stack area, he notices right away. Like that jumping thing that you're talking about. Yes, he notices in that manner.
I mean, isn't that how they get bulls riled up for rodeos and things like that in the first place? Not by shooting them there necessarily, but by agitating them painfully.
I don't know how they get bulls ready in a rodeo, but I mean, I'd hate to be the guy whose job it is to go after to massage the bull's scrotum before the event.
I will say it would have to pay very well.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't think the idea of getting on top of that bull is probably the best idea. But hey, to each their own. Whatever people find entertaining.
You gotta have a hobby.
Yep. Let's go to the phones one last time. We got Mark calling in from Denver. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thank you for having me. I really just wanted to say I don't understand why you don't appreciate or are thankful for the people who gave their lives for our freedoms in America today.
Because they didn't give their lives for our freedom.
I did a whole show on wanting to see the people who commit suicide be recognized during Memorial Day. So I think that I can say that I do care about that. But, I mean, how do you respond to Aria's claim that, in fact, they don't protect freedom?
Well, I mean, whether you agree with the the politicians that sent them off to die.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay, so you're talking about the statement I made that young people following the orders of liars and thieves in Washington,
right,
D.C. Oh, right. Great. Awesome.
I'm talking about the demonstrable fact
that
the current military is not protecting our freedoms.
I want to leave that aside. I want to just, you know, I think that this one's easier to handle. Do you think that the politicians in Washington, D.C. are by and large liars and thieves?
Oh, I agree completely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, awesome. They were on the same page. So,
right,
when somebody joins the military, and I was certainly looking to do it when I was a kid, when somebody joins the military, they take an oath. They swear an oath to, you know, the president and the Constitution. So,
right,
we've got, you know, one politician at that point, and then, of course, the Constitution says that Congress gets to declare war. So, we also know that, you know, the Department,
right,
of Defense is there at the behest of the politicians, you know, the things that the politicians want, and that the military-industrial complex wants the politicians to want, and all this stuff, that all that stuff is that you're signing up, as a young person, you're signing up to obey the orders of liars and thieves. Is that a correct statement?
I agree with that, Mark.
Yes. Okay, great. That's all I'm saying.
They're acting in the service of liars and thieves.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're, you know, I'm not saying anything else other than we are tricking generation after generation after generation of people. And at some point, somebody has to speak clearly about what this job is. This job,
they still gave their lives and their limbs and their blood and,
yes,
their guts. And I,
yes,
still,
but it was not in defense
of
freedom.
On this day, Memorial Day 2019, I still, you know, appreciate everything they did.
I appreciate bravery. And I would say that many of them were brave.
What did they do for you that you appreciate?
Well, for example, you know, the men of Iwo Jima. I mean, they gave their lives to defeat an evil empire. And I appreciate that. They gave their lives in the Battle of the Bulge to defeat Hitler, who was going to make us all into our skins into lampshades. I mean, you know,
I don't think Hitler would have got here, but
I
don't have much time to debate it. But I appreciate it on this Memorial Day. Thank you for your call.
This has been Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call tomorrow night. Let us know what you think we got wrong.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.